Beis Tammuz, Friday the 5th of July, Rabbi Daniel Rowe, Machlekes, and Hashem Shammai.
Okay. Okay.
So our topic is obviously Parshas Korach. Okay. There is one, is it? If not, it's fine. Parshas Korach, which is going to raise the issue of Machlekes. Shkoyach, thank you. The Tanchuma actually tells us, and Rashi brings it, it says, Kamakosha Machloikas, how harsh is Machloikas? Because we know that normally Oinshim are only from 20 or from B'mitzvah, if it's B'dei Adam, B'dei Shemaim. And yet here with Machloikas, even Tanoikas, even children in their mother's arms basically are taken away. So that's Kamakosha Machlokes. This is how catastrophic Machlokes is. And we know, you know, not far off the 3 weeks coming up to the Bein HaMetzorim, and we know the power of Machlokes in I would say in history, but in everyday, it's one of those everyday Chalakim HaTorah where you see the catastrophic, devastating power of Machlokes. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Gemara Sanhedrin's Mashma, there's a new, what sounds like is Kimat Beferish, that there's a new Issa, great Loisek Korach v'chadosoy. Right, you're not allowed to be like Korach and his Eidah, which means you can't be a Bar Machlokes. And the Rambam in the list of the mitzvahs doesn't actually list that, but the Ramban in his Asogus, when he's going through where he feels the Rambam's list is missing, is chosav yaso and yasta adin. He actually says this is one of the Tayag mitzvos. And whether it is or isn't one of the Tayag mitzvos, it's certainly something very choshev that to know the Chol time brings is in that Kedoma. This is one of the things we have to be very much on the lookout for. The person who becomes a part of Machlokes in general brings destruction to the world. That is the basic, straightforward lesson of Parshas Korach. However, as we know, the mission in Avos, in the fifth parak of Avos, that brings Machlokes and says, Machlokes Shem Shemayim Sofer L'Skayim, She'en Shem Shemayim Ein Sofer L'Skayim. It tells us there's actually Machlokes, two types of Machlokes, Machlokes Shem Shemayim, Machlokes Shem Shem Shemayim. And Machlokes Shi L'Shem Shemayim is apparently a good thing, or certainly not a bad thing, and it's so for the sky, it's going to somehow will survive. Whereas a Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim will not. And then we turn to that Mishnah, and we hope we will find the criteria to know, because Machlokes is a part of everyday everything. And so therefore, how do we know? What's our criteria for determining a Machlokes which is L'Shem Shemayim from one that is L'Shem Shemayim? Nafkamina, whether we should be involved or run away from it. This is the big question. And surprisingly, the Mishnah does not seem to be so helpful. It just says, what is Machlokes that is Hashem Shemayim? It's Hillel and Shammai. What is Machlokes not Hashem Shemayim? Korach v'chadosoy. So it hasn't given us, the only criteria the Mishnah seems to have given us is whether it's Sofer L'Skayim or Ein Sofer L'Skayim. Will establish or won't it? At the time of the Machlokes, how do you know? So there's a tshuva that I'd be who says basically we should just assume today there's no such thing as a machlokes, there is L'Shem Shemayim, just stay away from machlokes. That's the safest option. But ba'oimek adavar, how do we make sense of this? Because in Torah we have to have machlokes, there is L'Shem Shemayim, it appears to us at least. A Sanhedrin that's unanimous, a chayv we don't even listen to, and so forth. So understanding these issues is going to be very clear, very important. And by the way, in terms of the normal criteria we would assume you use, don't really work very well. For example, it's pretty clear from the Gemara and Sanhedrin that we know the Eid of Korach was, we're talking about people, Rosh Sanhedrin, we're talking about a very, very serious Talmidei Chachamim Tzadikim. Korach himself certainly did believe he's Hashem Shemayim. It's brought, I mean, that's brought in the Dilukotei Ari B'Shem Na'arizal, that he really held he was L'Shem Shemayim. And we see Rashi brings Shmuel B'Korei Shemayim. He was convinced he was right. This is, L'Shem Shemayim does not mean he was just eyeing vying for political power. But he genuinely believed the Torah's teaching was correct in this particular instance. So this becomes the serious issue then of when you believe you're right in Torah, and the gap between Torah and in Hanhagas HaTzibura season, many other season, and politics anyway, not really distinguishable. So when you believe you are correct and fighting Hashem Torah, how do you know if you're in Machlokas that is Hashem Shemaim, or Machlokas Shilo Hashem Shemaim? And this is a very serious issue, obviously. But I'll just tell you, because most people in the Machlokas Lo Hashem Shemaim are absolutely convinced they are in one who is Hashem Shemaim. But, and by the way, we laugh until we're in one ourselves, and then we suddenly see. Now, the Shoresh, the root of the concept of Machlokas, that is Lo Hashem Shemaim, Lefi the Zoya Kodosh, goes back to the second day of creation. The Hirakia Besaychamaim Mavdil Beimayim Lamoyim. That Havdalah, the Zohar Kodesh is quoted as saying, that Havdalah is the root of where Korach Va'adosai come into the world. That Havdalah, that sense of separation, is where Machlokes Shilo Hashem Shemaim comes to the world. What is created is a fire. And that fire is the place of Gehenim, and Gehenim is Dovak, it connects and cleaves to those who have Machlokas, which is Lod Hashem Shemaim. But the Zohar is Nimshach, it carries on. And it says, but when a Machlokas is purified, then it becomes a Machlokas like Hillel and Shammai. So what the Zohar Kodesh is telling you is actually Enoch and Ami, the difference is really difficult to tell. They come from exactly the same root. One is a purified version of the other. With one, we cannot live without. If it was better to live without Machlokas full stop, Shas would not bring the Deos of Beis Shammai. We wouldn't spend sugyas analyzing shittas that we know we're not going to paskin like. The Ga'onim, the Rif, the Rambam, they don't bring those shittas. But we spend sugyas trying to get to the oimek of understanding shittas we don't hold like, because you need them as part of Torah too. And this therefore forces us to be mamik, to go deep into what is that dakas point, what is that subtle point that makes it l'shem shamayim or loy l'shem shamayim. And here we will listen carefully to the Lashon of Chazal that we've heard many, many times before, and just see what we can be medayak out of it. So we know that when Chazal teach us about what is machlokes L'shem Shemaim, it's Hillel, L'Shamai, and the famous Gemara in Erevin, where of Abba, Mashmul, Shalesh, Shalim, Nechleku, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. 3 years they're chaylik on each other. Halala im melachkum, I say, halala im halachkum. Each one says the halacha goes like us. Yotza Baskoil v'omra, and the Baskoil famously comes out, the heavenly echo. Eilu v'eilu divrilikim chayim, hein, v'halachka Beis Hillel. They're both the words of the living God, and the halacha follows Beis Hillel, and the Gemara asks, "Ma'achas sheilav elu dulekim chayim?" If they're both the words of the living God, then what has Remazachu Beis Hillel kwa halacha moisan? On what basis were Hillel zoicha to that the halacha goes to them? By the way, it's an interesting loshen. It doesn't ask why do we paskin like them. It asks on what zchus did they have that the halacha goes like them? And it answers, they're noichin, they're luvin, right? They're lovely people, that they've got good midas. They are a luvin, they would basically be, they would absorb criticism without responding. And when you ask them a shaila, they wouldn't just tell you what they felt the halacha was. They would also let you know that there's a deah that disagrees, and Beis Shammai don't agree with them. Veloyoid, not only that, Ela Shamak Dima Dibre Beis Shammai Dibre. Even more importantly, when you ask them halacha, they would say, you should just know, before we give you a psak, the Beis Shammai holds it's os or whatever. We hold it's mutter. Ka'osha Shanino, and they bring an example over here. So we ask ourselves the question, why is that a reason to paskan halacha? Psak halacha, we have a machlokes with shoylim acharonim. We then start asking who had better midas. Was it Rashi or the Bali Tosis or the Rambam or the? Why would that? I mean, we're dealing with tzaddikim in the first place. And why does it matter who has which midas? You know, that's not our issue. As far as we know, we don't have a quote anywhere in all the Kisvei Halacha, Shittas and Deos, everywhere, that says we should paskin the Gra here, or paskin the Shach here, or paskin the Taz here, because of midas. So, here we're paskining Hillel because of midas. What does this mean? What is the omic of this Gemara? So the other important Gemara, there's a number of them, but that really focuses deeply on this Machlok, is the Gemara in Yevamos. It's basically on a Mishnah in Yevamos. And the Mishnah in Yevamos tells us something that at first glance is quite astounding. It says like this, that that even though you have one where they're going different shittas and various, they're Eilu Poisim Ve'Eilu Machshirin, Eilu Oisim Ve'Eilu Machshirin, Eilu Poisim Ve'Eilu Machshirin, Loi Nimnu Be'Shamay, Milisanoshim Be'Shilav, Loi Be'Shilam Be'Shamay. That even though they had serious machlokes about issues, about who could or couldn't be married, with major nafkaminas, major problems, they would never stop marrying each other's children. And also, Kolataras Atameyos show you, Eilu Matarim Ve'Eilu Matamim, when it came to Halachas Atumah and Tahara, very serious issues. A Tommy can't enter, a Kayin is Tommy, we have also, in major nafkaminas, Kolaras, all sorts of things. They would always still this. They eat together, still do things together. So this Mishnah first seems to raise a problem, and the Gemara clarifies slightly. We're not going as extreme as it actually it sounds, like almost pushing aside halacha for the sake of Shalom. The Gemara says no, but it still. Alpha Pisha Nachlok Beisham Beisilab Tzoros of Achis Beget Yoshan Sofik Eish Azish Megarish Azish Toi Velina Imay Etc. Punta Kasa Shabbat Kasa. All these various things. And the Gemara explains that what it meant is they would actually keep records. We would keep records so they would know that although we've allowed this marriage for Beis Shammai, it's also for the vice versa, and therefore we could stay together. Why? L'lamedcha wants to teach you shechiva v'reus noigin zebozeh, that there was a love and friendship between Hillel and Beis Shammai. And that was to fulfill the pasuk. Ha'emes v'hashalom ehavu. They loved truth and peace. Now, I think if you or I were to sum up this Gemara and we were giving it in a Musa Shmuz or giving it in Ashkafish or something, we would say you see from here the tremendous power of shalom. That even in a machroik it's important to have ahava for the other person. That even in a machlokes you have to still keep reos and keep klalis all together, and therefore the koyach of shalom. And if we wanted to then search for a pasuk in Tanakh that speaks about shalom, we would have no shortage, because there are so many pasukim in Tanakh. We could go on with shalom is not a problem. So why did the Gemara Dafka pick a pasuk that says ha'emes v'hashalom ehavu? No, it's just saying they love truth and peace. Right? That in other words, what is the, why are they picking a pasuk? Why are they picking a pasuk that is focused on MS as well as shalom? This seems to nothing to do with MS. Being nice to each other is not MS. That's shalom. There's another mid of MS. The fighting for truth is MS. Right? So you could say that's kufa. But there's an oimek here. And here we have to think very deeply. We know there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand this principle of eilu ve'eilu divrilikim chayim. There has to be machlokes because eilu ve'eilu divrilikim chayim. But there's a machlokes rishonim. You have those who say that it's, and it's not clear actually if it is always a machlokes, if it really is a machlokes or not. But let's go that it is. One is that if you're following the right mahalach, you're using the right approach, the right types of methods, whether it's droshes of chazal, or whether it's the lamdas of the sugyas, to be Mekayim the truth, then you are within the world called Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrilikim Chayim. The Ritva and others, and after the Maharal, this seems to be the Ber Hetev, that it's even deeper than that. Basis Gemara Chagi, or Kimatz and the Beferish, the Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not necessarily come down with a conclusive, this is Mutter, this is Asur. This Mem Tes Ponim Tara, Mem Tes Ponim Tame. On any given issue, what did Moshe Rabbeinu, what was he makabel, what did he receive, what did he teach? So there's issues where actually what he tells you is there's multiple dimensions to this particular issue. It's not decisively, exclusively mutter or asa. It's got elements of both inside it. And as the Sanhedrin no longer is able to function, that's where all the Panim Torah could be brought together and worked through, and Acharav Nahatois would follow the Rove. And according to the Rambam, and this is the Shit of Rove Rishonim, not everybody agrees, but it seems to be the Shit of Rove Rishonim, according to the Rambam, when it came to areas of Drosha, you could change, every Dor could change one from another, one from another, one from another. You don't even need to be Godel B'chochma of a minion to do that. Rambam Chazmanim. That actually, in other words, Torah really has many Panim, and depends where the majority of Israel is at, will depend which aspect should be the one that's kept, mutar or asa, tomei or tahar. That actually there isn't a single decisive 100%, it is 100% asa, it is 100% mutar, it's got aspects of both, and depends on where your neshama is plugged in. The root of your neshama will depend whether you're more plugged into the asa chalokim or the mutar chalokim. And if you're more plugged into the asa, really it should be asa. If you're more plugged into the mutar, it should be mutar. Klal Yisrael should function as one. And therefore, whatever Rov of the Sanhedrin representing Rov of Klal Yisrael is, that is how you will treat that particular din. And the next Dor, they could be Dorish the Torah differently and come up with another aspect. That's how the Rambam goes. And what it means, therefore, is this. And let's flesh this out a little bit. With Hillel and Shammai, we find it in many Svarim, and there's many different ways of saying it. And Fina, what is the Shosh? What is the Yisoid of the Machlokes Hillel and Shammai? So we know, usually, Shammai is more likely to be Machmir than Hillel. More likely to be Oisa something. More likely to say it's Tomek. But there's an entire parak in Shasa the other way. Mekilin. These are the kulas of Beis Shammai and Chumra Beis Hillel. There are times when that rule doesn't apply. And then there's long lists of Machlokes that have nothing to do with Machmir and Mekel, with Issa and Hatzer at all. Lemoshel, the Takanas Chazal of Chanukah, Neres Chanukah. How do you light it? So we follow Beis Hillel. We are Maseiv Malchim. We add each day. We go from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 if you want to be Mahajim and Mahajim. Shammai said the other way around, like the Karbonis of Musaf in a Sukkah. You reduce from 8 to 7 to 6 to 5 to 4 to 3 to 2 to 1. So what's that got to do? That's nothing to do with Issa Behetta. It's nothing to do with Chumras and Kudas. This is Boire Ma'oire Ha'esh. We say in Abdullah and Shammai says single. Orhei Ma'or Ha'esh. Nothing to do with Heta Be'issa. Nothing to do with kulas and chumras. Even hanhogas, the Gemara tells us that Shammai would go to the market in the beginning of the week and buy the food for Shabbos, and then if he bought better later in the week, he'd keep the second one for Shabbos and eat the first one. Hillel midacharas, he was different. He'd say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. He'd take on Sunday the food for Sunday. Worry about Shabbos nearer to Shabbos. These have nothing to do with Chumrah v'Kulah. So it depends which Svarim we learn as to how it's phrased, but it is always the same Yisoid. The reader of Das, let's Chasadin. Maybe let's put it in slightly different Lashon. Where if Zevin brings it, it's B'Koyach B'Poyal, Shamayim and Oretz. Let me say it in a way that I think grabs all of this. And that is as follows, that Shammai looks at the world, consistently looks at the world. If you like the way he looks in Shamayim, if you like the potential state of something, what could it be? And determines the halacha from that perspective. Hillel looks at the world, if you like the way it is in Oretz now, or the way it actually is, and determines from that perspective. So, an example, usually it will come out that Shammai will be more machmeh, because usually the potential of something is reason to treat it more strongly than it actually is, sometimes the other way around. But let's look at these let's take Neiros Chanukah. On the first day of Chanukah, there's a jar of oil that has had the potential for one day. What is decreed in Shammayim? What potential is given to this jar? Not a trick question. They should last for 8 days. What about the second day? What potential is given? What decrees give? What gezeirah is given in Shammayim to this jar? 7 days, then 6 days, then five, then four, then three, then two, then one. And that's how Shammai says we should light. What potential is given? What's the Shammai Soit Shammayim? What is from that perspective. Hillel, what has come out in the world? On the first day we saw one light, so we light one. Second day we see it's now lit two, it's now lit three, it's now lit four, it's now lit five. That's what they are looking at. Shammai says, when you see Or, you see light in the world, there's one creation of light, there was one creation at the beginning. In that Yihi Or was all the Or that will ever be, the potential for all light. That's the bracha you make on the Or HaIsh, the single. Hillel says, but we see coming out in the world, light here, light here, light here, light here. That's Ma'ore HaIsh. And so forth. For Shammai, the ultimate potential of any object, of course, is its use on Shabbos. Me'ein olam haba. So go out in the first week and look at what is the maximum potential of this thing. It could be for Shabbos. Hillel is, today, how's the world coming out? This is our void of today. This is how there are a cholik in kol haTorah kula, and what is the halacha? Eilu ve'eilu divrei Chaim. The MS is we need both. This is the oimek of what the Kedushas Levi says, that la'asid lavo we will pass ken Shammai. Because in the future, the potential and actual may become one, and then we will be in a different state. But this is what is happening. Eilu ve'eilu means there is a world view, and the truth is both. It can't, neither one has the whole picture. You see this consistently. The more we learn different shittas of Chazal, the more you see Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon. They're always arguing about whether you look at the Pnimius and the Kavanah, that's Rav Shimon's view, or whether you look at how it's come out and the action, the Maisa, and that's Rav Yehuda. And that club, many, many, many Nafkaminas in Halacha, Dovashay Miskavin on Shabbos, and so on. And it will have Nafkaminas in Ashkafon. How do you look at Rome? Rav Yehuda says they built wonderful things. Rav Shimon says, what were their kavanos? This is always Eilu ve'eilu. Each one is bringing out a whole chelek of Torah. And Torah is both. Torah has both potential. It sees it from the potential and actual, from the Shemayim and Oretz. Torah sees it from the Maisa and the Machshava. Torah sees it from this and this. It's the whole thing. No human mind is capable of grasping the whole of Torah. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the conduit through which all of Torah can flow. No single human mind can even be fully mekabel Masorah since Shimon HaTzadik. And now everything must bring together the multiple ponim, what you see in Torah, what this one sees in Torah, what this one sees in Torah, what this one sees in Torah, one without the other. Not only has a piece, but even the piece is not a piece. Until you put two pieces together, neither one is really doing what it can do. And this is what the Gemara in Yevamos is telling us. The desire to keep Klal Yisrael together, the desire to have Chibah Bereos between Hillel and Shammai comes from such a deep place. It comes from a recognition, not only is it important for Shalom, but it's important for Emes. You do not have Emes if you have one side of a Machlokes. Neither side has Emes. Why do we pass in Hillel? Because this is what they understood. Noichin, Aluvin, Shoinin, Divrein, V'Divrein, they taught, if you ask them what the Halacha is, they tell you, we hold this, but this Shammai holds this, because the Torah is bigger than one of those two sides. And they would shine at that one before that one, because this is the point. You need both. Without both, we don't even have Torah.
What's happening today, then?
So, Baruch Hashem, there are many people learning Bechavrusa today. This is what Chavrusa learning is. You know the Losh and Chazal use about The Losh, and that's not new, that's Parshas Korach. The Losh and Chazal use Bar Plugta. Listen to the word Bar Plugta. You're the child of a Machlokes. You're created in the Machlokes. What does Rav Yochanan say? The Tanchuma, which brought him into Bava Metzia. What does Rav Yochanan say when he loses Rish Lakish? And from Bava they sent him Rav Elazar to prove, and Rav Elazar can bring him Raya's wise right. He can't live. I can't live knowing why I'm right. That chelik of Torah is the chelik I have. My neshama's plugged into it. I want to know what I'm missing. Where's Rish Lakish? You could shlock me up in kasha after kasha. Where's Torah if I only have what I see? So what is Machlokes Hillel L'Shem Shamayim? Embedded in the very first words of the Sedra. And and Shekinah Gedolei Baruch Kodesh when they divided up the structure of Torah, always that opening, it works out that the opening of a Seder contains the Shorish Vayikach Korach. Korach took, and there's nothing that he took. And Rashi says, he took himself to one side to create a division. He believed he was right, and he believed he was fighting for truth. But he believed he needed to be separate. He needed the other side to be wrong. That's called Machlokes Shilo L'Shem Shamayim. He needed that there be only one side. That's Machlokes Shilo L'Shem Shamayim. He split himself. So that's the Yesoidus. And by the way, and I think this is so deep and so powerful, that when we think about it, there's only one other time in my celebration that doesn't mention Toiv. In fact, this is Loi Toiv. Heyosa Adam Levadoi. We need Eza Kenegdoi. Something that works with us to bring Shleimus. Without it, we're missing. Without the Bar Plukta, Oy Chavrusa, Oy Mesusa, without it, we're not alive. Because whatever we have, it's like, whatever we have is not even half the story. It's not half the story till the other half comes along. And then we have a story. The whole Sefer Bamidbar, if we think about it for a moment, Chazal call it Sefer Pekudim. In the Umas HaOlam, they call it the Book of Numbers. They usually call it, in English, they try to map what Chazal call it. So Sefer Yetziah becomes Exodus, and then Torah's Kohanim probably should have become Kohanukah, so it ended up being Leviticus, I don't know, Mishnah Torah, Deuteronomy. But Pekudim and Numbers are not the same thing. It doesn't say, it's not Sefer Mispar, Sefer Pekudim, we see. And it wouldn't make sense. Why is it called a Sefer Pekudim? Because of the census? There's two in the whole Sefer Bamidbar. That's the reason to call the whole Sefer Pekudim. But it's clear right at the beginning of Bamidbar that's not what it means. Because we say when the Levi'im, you can't be poiked them, meaning you can't number them, then you're mafkid them, then you basically give them a position instead. In other words, the word Pekuda, as it appears all over Torah in different words, relates to, means the positioning of something within a structure. It can be a moment in time, Hashem Pokad Esara. It can be the obligation to do something like a Pekuda. It can be an aggregated Pekuda Ibn Yisrael, but aggregated out of each one being in the right position. It's each one's Tafkid. Tafkid, you've got to give them the role. In other words, Sefer Bamidbar, and this is why it matters where the Shavotim are, where's Lemishpachoisom, Leveis Avoisom, and the number itself is the Mispar Shemois. It's like the construction of a single body. It needs each organ to be doing the right thing, each suborganelle, each tissue, each cell, everything has to be working individuated, differently to one another, but together producing something greater than all. That's Sefer HaPekudim, the book of structures, the book of positions, the book of where everything fits in. And that is the theme of Sefer Bamidbar, from the construction of the Machaneh, to the fact that each Nossi can bring a different carbon, and it's really the same carbon, but it's different because of who they are. All the way through the Sefer. We're going to have this soon when Bilam will try and see the Matoivo Elecha Yaakov, the tents don't face each other together, you build the Machaneh that way. So how the Yerusha should work, so everything is going to be how the Matos work, they do work, they don't work, how they're separate, how they're brought together. And here in Parashas Korach, this is solidified to the point of exactly this. How it works at the micro level. This Vayikach Korach, this taking ourselves apart, Lios Nechrak, and from that, Loisik to Korach Hadassah. You're not allowed to be like Korach and Azedah. Issa, or whatever it is. And on the other side, the Loyik Korach Hadassah doesn't mean there can't be Machlokes. But a Machlokes where we know with Chiba and Reus, a Machlokes where we recognize that the MS is bigger than us, a Machlokes where we recognize that none of us hold the whole of the Devar Hashem, but together we do. We ask the same Chalkeinu B'Zoyra Secha. The maximum we can have is the Chalik. And that means, by definition, that we need others who have a different Chalik in order. order to bring Torah. The Yochid can have Torah, Klal Yisrael can have Torah, the Pekudei Yisrael can have Torah, the Machane Yisrael can have Torah. And that's where the refinement of Machlekes, Hillel and Shammai, that is Sefer L'Hiskayim. Because each one needs the other to be what they are. We should be Zoche, to Machlekes Hashem Shammayim, Hashem Zer Yisrael and Torah.
We're still in the midst of Aluchos of Avdule.